But right now, joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the man of the moment. He was the mastermind of the defense that led Denver to the win last night. That defense dominated throughout the playoffs. It's former Cowboys head coach, current Broncos defensive coordinator, Wade Phillips. Good morning, coach, and congratulations.
Morning, musers.
How about that? A Super Bowl championship. How does it feel?
I guess you can still call me Mr. Fix-It. Defense genius.
You are for sure a defensive genius. You got to be very satisfied.
Oh, yeah. Craig, I'm so happy this morning. I can't tell you how happy I am. I had the best time at the Super Bowl, but that whole time when we was whooping up on the Panthers, I kept thinking about Jerry.
Really?
What's old Jerry doing right now? Shall we call him?
Yeah, if you want to, we can
Y'all
do that.
Got that number out there at Valley Ranch?
Sure, we've got his office number.
Let's give old Jerry a call.
Okay.
We'll line him up this morning.
Okay. I'll just let you handle it.
All right.
GM's office.
Yes, this is Roger Goodell with the NFL. may I speak to Jerry Jones, please?
Yes, Roger.
Jerry, we would like you to come to New York. We are reviewing your franchise, and we're thinking about taking it away from you. 20 years without a Super Bowl is too long.
Wait a second. This sounds awfully suspicious. I know who this is. This is a prank call. This is Michael Irvin's once again doing one of his famous voices.
No, Jerry, it's me, Wade. Super Bowl champ, Jerry.
God, Wade. I should have known you'd be calling me this morning.
Oh, Jerry. Did you see that Super Bowl yesterday, Jerry? We Super Bowl champs here in Denver.
Yes, I saw it, Wade. I saw it.
See my defense, Jerry?
I did see your defense. Hey, you remember when
DeMarcus Ware whooping butt all the way to the
end? Yeah, I saw it.
Did you see old Von Miller win the MVP? You know, he's an Aggie, Jerry. He's from DeSoto. I think they're one of them high school teams that has more wins than your team does in the stadium this year, Jerry.
Well, listen, Wade. Remember when you coached for the Cowboys and you sucked?
Yeah, I remember that, Jerry. We didn't suck every year. That one year we went 13-3.
Yeah, we did do that.
Final eight.
What did we do in the postseason? No.
I think we lost, but we got in the final eight, Jerry. You still got that?
That is true.
Yeah.
Did you go to the team celebration, Wade, last night?
No, I went to Denny's.
You went to Denny's after you won the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Jerry, I had moons over my hammy. I had everything at Denny's. You know those... that pie display that they have when you walk in there to Denny's?
Uh-huh.
Well, he ain't got one anymore, Jerry. Ate them all. You know what, Jerry? That was the best thing about the Super Bowl to me. It wasn't winning a ring or getting that fancy trophy or vindicating myself as a defensive coach. It was the food, Jerry. It had buttermilk, pancakes, sausage, bacon, barbecue, sandwiches, pork, casserole, pasta, endless enchiladas, cornbread, catfish, cornbread and catfish, grilled, fried, bread pudding, fried bread pudding,
Double
a la mode. What's that, Jerry?
Okay, I get it. You ate a lot. Well, congratulations.
Well, I ate so much, Jerry, I think I'm going to have to change the size of my Super Bowl ring.
Already? You just now got the thing.
Well, it ain't going to fit. Everything I ate this last week, Jerry, because I knew we was going to win, Jerry, because I know how to coach defense, Jerry.
Well, let me ask you this, Wade. Let's let bygones be bygones.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you and I get back together. What do you say?
You making me an offer, Jerry?
I'm making you an offer, Wade. I want you to come back and coach for the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, you do have a real nice stadium.
That's right.
I heard you're getting them new practice facilities over there in Frisco.
State of the art.
Big old playroom for Jerry Jr. and all that over there.
Bring the kids.
You got Sky Mayor. You know, I don't think so, Jerry. I kind of like winning Super Bowls right now.
Yes, but we have all the facilities that are so fun to be in when you're not winning Super Bowls.
Well, I guess that's right, Jim, but there's nothing like winning a Super Bowl except having a behind view of Beyonce at the halftime show. Did you see her out there?
Boy, wasn't that something else.
Shaking that derriere like she just didn't care, Jared. You see all that?
Yeah, she got me a little bit of attention.
That baby got back.
I tell you what, she started clapping them mud flaps together. I thought I was going to go crazy.
That was some kind of show, wasn't it?
It was some kind of show. I tell you, I love that Bay once.
Yeah, me too. I love Bay once too. Coldplay, Jerry. I never heard of that group before. Where's they from, Jerry?
I don't know where they're from. Look at Wikipedia.
It's Mayberry RFD.
I'll look it up. But, Jerry, I just wanted to call and say... Sorry about your foot. Hey, by the way, how many points did Carolina score on y'all this year?
33.
They scored 10 on us, Jerry. And Cam Newton's running for his life, throwing interceptions.
Wait. You got your jollies. You got to gloat. And Lord knows you got to bloat. Will you just think about it? Think about it. Come back. Come back to Dallas. We got endless buffets from here all the way through Euless down to DFW Airport. We got all the food you could want here. Just come back and coach for me, Wade.
Catfish, Jerry?
Catfish, Wade.
I'll consider it. But right now, I'm just going to celebrate my Super Bowl win, Jerry.
All right, well, you think about it, and you call the secret number again when you decide that you want to come back, okay?
All right, then, Jerry.
All right, in the meantime, I'm going to be watching videos of Beyonce sitting there making them old mud flaps thunderclap.
Right. Golly.
Right. See you, Jerry.
There he goes, Jerry, and there he goes, Wade.